From the WGXE newsroom, this is the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Sunday, May the 1st, 2016. I'm Philip Grant. Jim Plank in the Daily Mail is reporting that the Hunter Town Board is considering repealing or changing two of six recent laws with public meetings May 13th at the Mountaintop Library. A standing room only special meeting in Hunter on April the 12th led to the public hearings, which consider repealing laws passed recently about small scale mining and timber harvesting. Other laws recently passed, the mobile home law, site plan law, junkyard law, and scrap metal law, remain under scrutiny for potential revision, according to a recent Daily Mail story. The lengthy story outlines views on all sides of the issue, from local business owners to weekend residents. The public meetings are at 6:30 p.m. on May the 13th at the Mountaintop Library at 6093 Route 23A. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. The spring turkey hunt begins today, May the 1st, and lasts through May 31st, from 1/2 hour before sunrise to noon each day. 2 bearded turkeys, 1 bird per day, is the limit. The State Department of Environmental Conservation is asking spring turkey hunters to take a rough grouse drumming survey at www.dec.newyork.gov/animals/48169.html. Greg Hudson reports in the Greene County News that Greene County District Attorney Joseph Stanzoni's office has prosecuted more than 30 cases involving violence committed by prison inmates since January 2015. That brought a visit from the head of the Correction Officers Union to tour the maximum security Coxsackie Correctional Facility and medium security Greene Correctional Facility on April the 27th. Michael Powell, president of the New York State Correction Officers and Police Benevolent Association, said, and I quote, "Our members have some genuine concerns regarding their safety dealing with aggravated harassment towards staff in the correctional facilities in the state," end quote. You can read that full story in the Greene County News. And for our final story, residents in Athens using village water may experience some turbidity in their water due to hydrant flushing on May the 2nd through May the 6th. The turbidity may include some discoloration of the water. As for the weather, the National Weather Service is predicting showers for today with a temperature high near 50 degrees. The chance of precipitation today is 80%. For Sunday night, drizzles are likely before 4 a.m., then rain or drizzle likely after 4 a.m. It will be cloudy with a low around 42 degrees. The forecast for the next 3 days, well, on Monday, rain before noon, then drizzle likely between noon and 3 p.m. The temperature high will be 58 degrees. Monday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 43. On Tuesday, partly sunny with a high near 65 degrees. On Tuesday night, partly cloudy with a low around 45. And on Wednesday, a chance of showers, partly sunny with a high near 67 degrees. The chance of precipitation for Wednesday is 40%. And Wednesday night, a chance of showers, mostly cloudy with a low around 48 degrees. The chance of precipitation for Wednesday is 50%. Sunrise today was at 5:19 a.m. and the sun will set at 7:55 p.m., providing us with 4 hours and 36 minutes of daylight, 3 minutes more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Sunday, May Day, the first day of May 2016. For the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.